राम राम हरे हरे Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we are extremely happy to see all of you sitting in front of Sri Sri Radha Gopinathji. It's been a long time that we are sitting in temple hall and having a Prerana festival. So let us welcome each devotee who has come here to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir for the Prerana festival by loudly chanting three times. Oh, oh, Ladivo. And we are extremely fortunate that we are having His Grace Vraj Vihari Prabhu to address us. He is a very senior devotee, and I'll just give an introduction. So, Vraj Vihari Prabhu, he is a full-time monk and author and spiritual teacher at Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir ISKCON Chowpatty for last 2 decades. He has major degrees in economics and masters in monetary policy and international finance. He shares his daily reflections, meditations and discourses on his website yogaformodernage.com. I'll repeat, yogaformodernage.com. With over 1,000+ articles on his website and hundreds of talk on his YouTube channel, Prabhuji continues to help and guide the masses across the borders through his social media. He joined the Times Group after completing the MBA in finance and has lot of experience in corporate world, having undertaken projects of multinational companies such as KPMG, Marvik, ICICI Bank. As a member of education and training body for congregation development and ISKCON Chowpatty, just like we have here youth wing, there is a congregation department here. So he counsels young men in monastery and trains a satellite community of 100+ families at Borivali in northern Mumbai. He is well known for his deep study of Vedic and contemporary history and presenting it in a very relevant way in the form of life-enhancing seminars for the corporates and students, physically and online. Teaching Bhakti Yoga, a form of yoga that includes investing emotions and prayers, you know, is one of his favorite subjects. So whenever you come here and you see Prabhuji, he's there in front of Radha Gopinathji offering a lot of prayers, shlokas, so everyone knows it. His recent release, Mind Your Mind. So these 2 books have been published, Mind Your Mind. We'll be speaking more on that at the end. Mind Your Mind, 3 principles for happy living, is a result of his daily study, writing and contemplation and prayers over the last 20 years. In his writings, he shares different tools to help one feel loved and improve relationship with oneself and with those who matter to us. One of his works, a fiction called Cricket in Monastery, you know, Cricket in Monastery, okay, reveals valuable life lessons from a game of cricket. He is a seasoned international speaker, having traveled and spoken in USA, Australia, UK, Germany, Russia, and other parts of Europe and the Middle East. He shares candid thoughts on mental hygiene, spiritual discipline, and finding deep emotional fulfillments in his talks. His lucid and cheerful talks connect to the audience from all walks of life. His main strength is harmonizing wisdom from the Vedic era to enhance our modern lives. So now, let us welcome Prabhuji by loudly chanting 3 times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Nanda Gopi Prabhu, for your kind words. I'm feeling very happy to see all of you. Hare Krishna. It gives me a great joy to be with all of you once again. And I'm giving a prana talk after 6 and a half years. I've been traveling and I'm not here. But it gives me great joy to be once again back with all of you. And today's topic is also very, very close to my heart. So I would like your attention. And if you have time, we'll also take some questions. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam, Naram Chaiva Narottamam, Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam, Tato Jaya Mudhiraye, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke, भक्तिर भवति नैष्टिकी
कृष्णाय
वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपा कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकज नाभाय नमो पंकज मालिने नमो पंकज नेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्री चैतन्यं ईश्वरं। नमाओं विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारिणे वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पावनेभ्यो हेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य द्वैता गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। योन्ता प्रविश्य मम वाच मिमां प्रसुप्तां संजीवयत अखिल शक्तिधरा स्वधाम्नां अन्यांश हस्तचरण श्रवणात्वगादीन प्राणान्नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यं पतांचना स्मृते यस्मिन् दुष्करं सुकरं भवेत् विस्मृते विपरीतं स्यात् श्री चैतन्य नमामितम्। हरे कृष्णा। सो आई वांट टू थैंक ऑल ऑफ यू वेरी वेरी सिंसियरली फ्रॉम द बॉटम ऑफ माय हार्ट फॉर स्पेरिंग द टाइम ऑन अ सैटरडे इवनिंग एंड एस्पेशली टुडे when you could be sitting and watching IPL. But today I think is the first match of IPL this season. But still you have given it up. Hopefully we'll not watch anything now when the class is going on. So I really thank you. It requires a lot of sincerity to give up watching cricket match on a Saturday evening and come for a spiritual discourse. So today's topic can change your life if you listen with an open mind. Because this is a result of a lot of research and also my own studies and experiences over the last 23 and a half years. So, the art of meditation. Meditation is a very popular word nowadays, right? Everybody is talking about mindfulness. Meditation is very popular, right? But, I am going to present it as not simply an art, but the heart. The art of meditation is in connecting to the heart. Most people will talk about meditation as some activity in the mind. So now when I'm talking about the heart, I want you to keep your heart open. Okay? Don't get trapped in the mind space. See, when I'm talking about heart, I'm not talking about the biological heart which pumps blood. I'm talking about an emotional heart which is filled with emotions. Right? Now you have come to ISKCON temple. And what do we practice? What kind of yoga we practice? Bhakti yoga. So in bhakti yoga, emotions is a very important part. There are two very important parts in bhakti yoga. Like in yoga, how many of you do yoga or have done yoga? Well, not many. Fine. So when you do yoga, I remember when in 2007, I thought if I do yoga, I will need less sleep. So I joined one yoga course, one yoga teacher. And I started doing exercise, then I started sleeping more. So I said, kya gadbad ho raha hai? What happened? For the yoga teacher saw me. I asked him, earlier I was sleeping 5.5-6 hours, now I need 8 hours of sleep after doing yoga. What I'm doing wrong? He said, let me see you doing. So he saw me doing. And he said, you are doing one very big mistake. You are stretching yourself properly while doing yoga. But you are controlling your breath. He said, you have to breathe normally. When you are stretching, whatever asana you do, you have to also inhale and exhale normally. So in yoga, there are two things. One is you have to stretch. If you simply do like this, then you will not get the benefit of yoga. You have to stretch. You have to go a little beyond comfort zone. At the same time, when you are stretching, you have to also breathe normally. Right? These are the two things in yoga. So in bhakti yoga also, there are two things. That stretching of yoga is compared to seva. So if we are bhakti yoga practitioners. So we do what? Seva. But if you only do seva, like if you only stretch yourself, your body will break down. You also have to breathe normally, right? Similarly, if you only do seva, it will not work. You have to also, the second thing is what? Breathing in yoga, that is compared to remembering Krishna. Investing emotions in Krishna, in God. So, that is the art of meditation. The ability to do seva and also remember the Lord. Many times people say, human beings are rational animals. Have you heard this? Actually, no. Wrong. Human beings are emotional animals. Rationality is there, but rationality is only tip of the iceberg. पानी के ऊपर थोड़ा सा वो इमोशंस आइस आइस दिखता है आइसबर्ग बट बिलो देर इज सो मच ऑफ इमोशंस अबव देर इज लिटिल लॉजिक दैट रैशनैलिटी दैट लॉजिक विच इज देर इज वेरी लिटिल एंड दैट ऑल्सो वी यूज ओनली टू जस्टिफाई आवर इमोशंस इफ यू लाइक समवन दैट ऑल दैट लॉजिक यू विल यूज टू से हाउ दैट पर्सन इज गुड इफ यू डोंट लाइक सम पर्सन देन यू विल यूज द लॉजिक टू जस्टिफाई हाउ इज नॉट गुड राइट सो we are going to speak about how to develop our emotions. How to purify our emotions. And that will help you experience very high class of meditation which you will not find in any spiritual organization. Which is our USP. All organizations have their nice things. We are nothing against them. But you have come to Bhakti Yoga School. So we will share with you how to develop the beautiful spiritual emotions for Krishna. So, I would like all of you to pay attention to this point that how, whoever you are, you know, whether you are a sadhu, monk, or a grahastha with wife and children, my experience in the last 23 plus years in the ashram here and interacting with congregation is everybody is dukhi atma. Sab pit rahe hain. No one is spared, right? And all this happens because of mind. Man to pagal hai. Nahi, aisa movie tha na? Nahi, dil to pagal. Man to. They should make a movie. Man to pagal hai. See, the problem with us is the mind, whoever you are, mind will never make you happy. Man khush hai, to ek boond bhi barsaat hai. One poet said this. मन खुश है तो एक बूंद भी बरसात है दुखी मन के आगे समुंदर की भी क्या औकात है राइट सो द माइंड इज डेडली सो वी नीड मेडिटेशन एंड वी नीड टू लर्न द साइंस द आर्ट ऑफ मेडिटेशन सो दैट द माइंड बिकम्स पीसफुल And what happens when we have the right kind of meditation? I'm not talking about ritual, time pass meditation. When you do the right way, when you do it the right way, trust me, I have learned it fortunately from the right people. And I made mistakes, but my seniors corrected me. So what happens, I have learned, is when we have the right kind of meditation, we get an aerial view towards our own life. Like in the war, you know, I had gone to Nasik. I met a paratrooper. You know, this special forces in the Indian Army, the paratroopers. And Navy, they have Marcos, Marine Commandos. So when you talk to them, they explain their training. One of the training is they also go on the copter. So what happens in a war, when you shoot an enemy and you kill him, you may celebrate. But the soldier may not know that the enemy may be coming from somewhere else. From behind him, maybe from the left side. But if he's on a helicopter, he has an aerial view. He can see what is happening, who is coming from where. Similarly, in life, we are busy solving problems from morning to night. We are busy trying to enjoy. Right? That is how our life is going on. Either we are trying to enjoy or we are solving some problems. But when we do meditation properly, we are sitting on a helicopter. We can see our own life. What is happening? Kahan se kya problem aa raha hai? So therefore, it's very important to have the right kind of meditation. And what we are going to discuss in this seminar is mainly this topic. What and why of meditation. The how of meditation is not important. Why? Because there is one very famous Babaji who has all the answers on how to do meditation. What is his name? Google Baba, yes. Google Babaji is very... You go to Google and search how to meditate, you will get millions of ideas. But you still see, you know, people don't follow that because the what is meditation and why of the meditation is not deeply internalized. If you deeply internalize, then you will be able to actually have faith in the how. Okay, so what is important, more important in meditation? The what. What is meditation, we have to understand. Once you understand what is meditation, and once you understand why we need to do meditation, then trust me, the how is very easy. Otherwise, you know, if you keep asking how to do Prabhuji, how to do meditation, you will never be able to do it. Because that what is not strong. So are you okay if we don't discuss how, but only the what and why of meditation? Yes? Okay. See, because people are nowadays so trapped in social media. Like one young boy, I think of your age, he met an elderly man. And he told him, अरे भाई साहब आपको कहीं देखा है मैंने, अरे आप अपने उसमें ना, फेसबुक में ना, नहीं इंस्टाग्राम में, नहीं स्नैपचैट, व्हाट्सएप, ट्विटर, नहीं नहीं, अरे कहां देखा है आपको? दैट मैन सेड, बेटा मैं तुम्हारा पड़ोसी हूं. पांच सो दैट इज अवर लाइफ. सो we are so much occupied in the virtual, digital world. See, the digital technology, our world has today got so much integrated with digital technology that we have got disconnected from ourselves. Like, you know, if your loved one has gone to a far off place, you are in touch with them. Like, you call them, you send them messages, you are in touch with them. So if you lose touch with them, then the relationship goes wrong. Similarly, nowadays, we are so busy that we have lost touch with ourselves. I know many people, I don't know if it has happened to you, many people have confessed this, that when they did some big business venture, they got some losses, their relationships went bad. So when they saw that life was going bad for them, they observed that during the same period, their involvement and absorption in social media and smartphone was also increasing. They saw a connection. As I am suffering in my life, how come I am more involved in smartphone? And then they realized that, oh, I am trying to escape from my problem. And eventually they forgot and they got disconnected from themselves. This is a reality. So therefore, it is very important that we discuss the what of meditation. So I'll begin with an ancient Indian story that there was one sadhu. One young man went to him and said, I have lot of problem, Sadhuji, Maharaji, Babaji, bahut tension hai. Like one of my friends told me, pehle zindagi mein thoda tension raha karta tha, ab tension mein thodi zindagi reh gayi. itna tension. The sadhu said, okay, I have a solution for you, thoda namak leke aao. एक आध भर का, मुट्ठी भर का. So this fellow brought one handful of salt. So then the sadhu gave him a glass of water. If it put that salt in the glass. So he put it. Then he mixed it. So he said, now drink it. When he drank it, he started puking. Now the sadhu said, get the same amount of salt again. And this time the sadhu took him to a nearby lake. A beautiful lake. And he told him, put this salt in the lake. He put that salt in the lake. And then the sadhu said, now you drink the water. The water was very sweet. But the sadhu said, see, all of us have same kind of salt-like problems. Everybody has their quota. But you have to ask yourself, is your mind like that glass of water or is it like a vast lake? If it is a vast lake, your heart is expanded, then that problem which enters will not affect, problem will be there. But life will be beautiful if your mind expands, if your heart is open. So this program today and all our IVS programs under Nanda Goprabhu and the entire team of IVS preachers, it is all designed to help you expand your mind and not be constricted like a glass. We want your mind to be vast like a lake, which means we want your heart to expand. So therefore, in simple words, what is meditation? Meditation means to expand and enlarge the mind, to go beyond the mind and enter the space of the heart. If you can do that, then that is meditation. See, I'll give a practical example right now. Okay, all of you, last 24 hours, just for a moment, you just think, what are the good things that has happened to you in the last 24 hours? That if Radha Gopinathji comes in front of you and says, if they just come in front of you and you want to thank the Lord, what will you thank the Lord for that has happened in the last 24 hours in your life? Can you think of something? 1, 2, 3. Some of you can think of 5, 10. Any example of what you would really like to thank the Lord for? Anybody? Any one thing? It could be very personal. Nothing? Oh, it's very nice. What is your name? Vikil. He said, I will thank the Lord that after 2 years, I finally got a chance to attend Prerna Festival. Right? What would you thank the Lord for? It could be very personal. It doesn't have to be related to ISKCON. Is there anything you would like to thank the Lord for? Loudly.
The fact that I'm alive.
Wow. The fact that you're alive. You can celebrate life. Right? Like one man said, I had no shoes and I complained until I met a man who had no feet. Right? So you have your feet, you have your eyes, you can thank the Lord for so many things. So what is happening right now, if you see slowly by entering the space of gratitude, you are ensuring that your mind is expanding. Problems hai, problems remain, but the heart becomes satisfied. Maybe you will not be so, you know, maybe you will not have peace of mind always. But the heart will be peaceful if you have a culture of gratitude. So therefore, meditation means going beyond the mind and going and entering the space of the heart. See, what is happening with all of us, generally we analyze everybody with our mind, isn't it? We use our mind to analyze everyone. But have we analyzed our mind? We never do that. But when we live in the heart space, we get an aerial view towards our life and we can then actually see our own mind. You know, we have heard this phrase, I am not the body, I am the soul. Similarly, I am not the mind. We have connected with our mind so much, just like we say, you know, this glasses is mine. That means this is separate from me. Similarly, when we say this mind belongs to me, or I am not this mind, this is my mind. That means I am separate from my mind. So unless we come to that state, we can't actually experience deep, lasting contentment. So therefore, the definition of meditation is this. Very simple, I want you to go back home with this. Living in the heart or the soul space, or what is called as a home state. Okay. I'll explain this with an example. See, in the external world, right now where you are living, you need a home, right? To feel safe. There is a place where you go, you feel you are safe. You feel you belong there. You feel shelter. Aisa laga hai kabhi? That is called a home. Similarly, in our inner world, andar ka jo world hai, there also we need a home. A place where we feel shelter. Like once we were coming from Borivali in the car, there was a terrible traffic jam, afternoon time, the AC in the car also got spoiled. It took 6 hours to come from Borivali. You know, if you see, from Borivali to Bandra, there is no traffic signal. Not even one, but still it takes hours when there is traffic jam. So it took 6 hours and it was hot, horrible. That day trains were also not there. So it was, when I came to the temple and I entered the room, my room, the relief, the sense of shelter I felt is indescribable. So this is the external world, you know, you need a home to go. Similarly, in the mind, in the inner world, when you're stuck, when you have traffic jam, when relationships have problems, when there's office problems, studies problems, you know, so many complications in life, you need a place where you need some activity which actually gives you shelter, which makes you very peaceful. So therefore, that place when you reach, or that place where you live in, that is called as a home state. So meditation means when you live in that space where you find shelter. Like, bahut barish aa raha hai, problems hai, keechad hai, takleef ho raha hai, you are struggling a lot in the streets, and then you come home. And then you drink hot chai and pakodas, and then you feel, you take a nice shower, you sit comfortably, you feel shelter. You feel safe. Similarly, in the inner world, when you go through a lot of challenges, stress, depression, and then when we have an activity which gives us shelter in the inside world, that is a home state. And whenever you are spending your time in the home state, that is called meditation. So meditation means living in the home state, in your inner world. Now don't think that if I go home now today, that is meditation. No. that is external world. Okay? So what happens? This is not dependent on external situation. This is all andar ka game, inside game. You see, anywhere in the world, anybody wants to be successful, na? Ultimately, you know the difference between the best cricket players. Now the IPL has started. 200 players, so many players are there. You know, some of them become really successful, and some of them may be very talented, but they don't make it. Ultimately, you know, it's all a mind game. The best tennis players, the top ranked players, the quality of their game is same. What makes the difference is their mental strength. So therefore, this is very important for us to understand. If you want to have a cutting edge, if you want to be successful in whatever field you have chosen, more than the external world, focus on your inner home state. Once a king announced a painting competition, he said, I am going to give a prize for the best painting on peace. So two paintings were chosen for the final. One was a bird is sitting on the branch of a tree, very peaceful. And there is a beautiful sunrise, beautiful forest. That is the painting of peace. The second painting of peace was huge rain is happening, lot of storm, and there are two birds, they are also sitting peacefully. So which of these paintings do you think won the prize? The second one. Why? Because this peace was real, because the outside world will not be peaceful. Unfortunately, many of us, foolishly, we want the outside world to be peaceful for us. That will never happen. But in ISKCON, we don't cheat you. We'll tell you honestly. Outside world, you know, we don't give you some magic tavis or some jadu tona. We don't do. You do this, there will be no problem in life. No problem will come. But what we can do. So the ability to connect, the ability to live in our inner home state, and especially when we practice gratitude, when we practice the culture of thank you to God, then our home state becomes strong. And that is called meditation. See, I've seen one recently, I met one devotee, 95-year-old man, 95. His grandchildren were doing a lot of yagya, homa, chanting for him. A lot of family functions are going on. And he was sitting like this, straight, at the age of 95. I went and said to him that, Prabhuji, you know, you're 95-year-old, all these yagyas are going on, why are you doing all this? What is your mood behind this? He said, God has been so kind to me. I got so many gifts in life. I'm just doing this. I encourage my children to do this just because I want to thank the Lord, just for gratitude. And I said, your life must have been a lot of problems and happiness. He says, only problems. I said, what? Then he said, I lost 3 of my sons, died in front of me. So what can be greater pain for a parent to see his own children die? But still, I am grateful. I got a lot of blessings. I remember once we met one Mataji, Usha Mataji. She is 96-year-old. We met her in Vrindavan Yatra. She used to visit all places. She said the same thing. Always blissful. But she says, life mein bahut problem hai. Kabhi kushi, mostly gum. lot of pain and lot of suffering. But because of living in the home state, because of practicing gratitude, because of working on our inner world, they are peaceful. Srila Prabhupada was once flying from Dallas to New Orleans with his servant in the flight. Suddenly there was turbulence and the plane started shaking vigorously and the overhead bins opened up and the hand baggage started falling off and the passengers started screaming and the pilot announced that there is some emergency and the plane was going. And the servant of Prabhupada was sitting next to him started screaming. Srila Prabhupada during the entire time was just quietly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. As if nothing is happening. He was completely absorbed, quiet. And the servant was like, wow, you know. Srila Prabhupada was not at all affected. And finally, after some time, the plane became normal and it landed. It had an emergency landing. And when it landed safely, all the passengers screamed. You know, Hari Bol. No, they didn't say Hari Bol. I don't know what they said. They were very happy. So, and at that time also Prabhupada was like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So then the servant thought, now Prabhupada will say something, some big wisdom. Arre, kuch to bada cheez ho gaya. So Prabhupada looked at him and said, Acha, mandir kitna dur hai yahan se? That's all he asked. For him it was like another day in office. Because life is like that. Anytime anything can go wrong, right? So therefore, this is very important that we focus on going into the heart space and not simply living in the mind. Usne kya bola, usne kya kya, all those things will not help. So when we live in the heart space, when we live in a life of gratitude, you will discover purpose in life. You will want to serve, you will want to contribute. And that will give you shelter. And that will give you some experience which is more than peace. You will see great, great saints, you know, they don't even mind suffering. They get happiness in suffering also so that they can help others. So there is a lot of emotions to be experienced out there. For therefore, meditation is focusing on heart. Dil bada ho to dost bante hain. Hai na? Dil bada ho to dost bante hain. Akkal badi ho to dushman. So both, if you are very smart and focus a lot on being the smartest kid, the coolest kid, the most intelligent guy around, you may not have the best of friends. And I've experienced this, you know, during the 2001 earthquake, Gujarat earthquake, and in also during the tsunami in Sri Lanka. We had devotees going and serving. And we saw, many devotees shared this, our volunteers, like Indradumna Swami Maharaj was in Sri Lanka. One common thing seen in all these tragedies was, you know, some of these pious people, they were distraught, broken completely. They were crying, lamenting, wailing. But by chanting Hare Krishna, and by being in the Sankirtan and hearing about the Lord and just being with the devotees, there was a certain kind of peace and calmness experienced in their life. I remember during the Gujarat earthquake, some women, you know, they were crying. Their house had broken in front of them. They were crying, but they were chanting the names of the Lord spontaneously. So therefore, it is life is harsh. Life is tough. So we can't control life always. And we can't always enjoy. Right now you are young, you think you can always enjoy. But as you get older, you will realize it's not possible to enjoy always. You will also realize You can't get control and clarity. Many young boys, you know, they want clarity. They want answers to all questions. They ask challenging questions. I used to do youth preaching for many years. And every youth preaching class, there will be challenging questions. Where is the soul? What is the proof? What is reincarnation? Who says life is full of suffering? No, but there is no suffering. You know, all those challenging questions. But I started congregation preaching. I got a different experience. So in congregation preaching also, I used to say, Dukkhalem Ashashvatam. You know, world is place of suffering. And I was thinking, abhi kya challenging question kahan se aayega? And the audience would say, "Ah, sahi bol rahe aap." because they are seeing the reality of the world, you know. See, many times we are young boys, no? We don't understand. When we are young, we think life is great. Uda deti hain neende kuch zimmedariyan ghar ki. Uda deti hain neende कुछ जिम्मेदारियां घर की. रात को जागने वाला हर शख्स आशिक नहीं होता. है ना. सो व्हेन वी आर यंग वी थिंक वेल आई विल हैव ऑल कंट्रोल आई विल बी हैप्पी आई विल हैव अ ग्रेट वाइफ आई विल हैव दिस लाइफ आई विल हैव लॉट ऑफ मनी. बट व्हेन यू गेट ओल्डर यू रियलाइज दैट you can't enjoy and you can't solve problems also. So then what do? Live in the heart space. And then when you live more and more time in your home state, that area where you get shelter, it could be Bhagavatam, it could be deity worship, it could be Sankirtan. When you spend quality time in your home state, then you will be able to navigate through life's tragedies very strongly. See, what happens is, I'll give a simple experience of my own experience. What happens is, you know, let us say your level of sanity and consciousness is at a level of 5. And your problems and suffering right now is at level 2. So you are above your problems. That is why you are right now stable. You are talking, you are walking, you are having proper social life, you are living with grace. Because you are at 5, your problems are at 2. But life is very uncertain. Suddenly it can jump, it can overwhelm you. So what we are saying is, if you live in your home state, which means you spend some quality time in activities that give you shelter. Then what happens is, your consciousness, instead of being at 5, you go to 9 or 8. So then, when your problems are at 2, you are creating a big window, big cushion. You are creating a big cushion. So then when the problems become overwhelming, they will still be below you. You understand? Your problems and your situations and challenges will not overwhelm you. They will not rise above you. Therefore, we appeal to you young boys. Now you have the age. You know, in many military academies, they put that board. You know, the more you sweat in peace, the less you bleed in war. Abhi shanti ke samay pasina bao, to yudh mein kam khun bahega. So now you are young, you can spend a lot of energy practicing this. For that, when you get, now you have exams, what, once in a semester, once in 6 months, once in a year. But once you become grihastha, get married, you will have exams every day. It will not be easy. Right? So that time, but now if you have practiced, you will have that cushion. And therefore meditation will help you. So see, basically Viktor Frankl, have you heard of Viktor Frankl? A very, very famous, he is an author of one of the best books of 20th century called Man's Search for Meaning. So his quotation has changed my life. It's a beautiful quotation. Between every stimulus and our response to it, there is a space. In that space lies our freedom. In that freedom is the secret of our growth, success and happiness. This is a very, very powerful statement. Just, I'll explain this. Stimulus means what happens to us. Between every stimulus and our response, there is a space. Like, you know, if you slap a child, the child immediately cries. Thus, there is no space between the stimulus and the child's response. But if somebody slaps you, there is a space. You first analyze, is it a friendly tap? Is he an enemy? Or is he sarcastic? You understand, right? There is a space. So what happens to you and your response, there is a space. In that space, there is freedom. And the way you use your freedom will determine your growth, success and happiness. So Viktor Frankl was in the Auschwitz concentration camp. You know, Hitler in the Second World War persecuted 6 million Jews he killed, right? Put them in the concentration camp. And he survived because he had this search for meaning. So he speaks about self-actualization. He says, self-realization is not about myself. He says, you have come to this planet not for yourself. You have come for a higher purpose. So therefore, when we practice meditation, or when we live a life centered on our home state, we actually become more contributing, we actually have greater clarity, we actually have greater control. Now, who is this? Harry Potter. See, Harry Potter is one of the most fascinating that has happened in this century. Harry Potter is amazing because it reveals there are two worlds, right? There is the world of the muggles, the normal people, and then there is the world of the wizards. Unka alag hi duniya hai. Harry Potter ka alag hi duniya hai. They have this Hogwarts school of magic. They enter the railway station and they enter this platform and suddenly, sorry, what is that? 9¾. They enter that platform and suddenly you enter a different world. And this amazing thing is, these wizards, they have their own school, they have their own world, they have their own judiciary, they have their own police, they have their own Olympics. Unka alag hi duniya hai. Wahan pe alag hi rules hai, right? Those of you who have read Harry Potter know this. Now this is very important because in reality also there are two worlds. One is the world which you are seeing right now. Please listen to this very carefully. This is an explosive thing. This can change your life completely. In this world, you have been taught from your childhood, your mother has taught you how to behave socially, how to sit in a group, when friends come, how to talk to them. Like you won't, if some guests come to your house, you won't look at them like this and you won't take your finger and dig your nose in front of them. Right? Why you won't do that? Because you have been taught how to sit with grace. You have been taught how to be polite. See, we have been taught how to talk, how to live, etiquette, behavior. There are some rules to follow in the social world, right? Now, and that's how you are happy in this world. In the sense, people talk to you, you are socially sane and you have some healthy relationships. Now, similarly, there is another world, like Harry Potter world, that is the world inside. And in this world, inside world also, there are some rules. There is some etiquette. There is some behavior. And if you follow those rules, you will be peaceful. You will be happy. And if you don't follow those rules inside, you'll go crazy. So the body can be anywhere. Body can be anywhere. But the wizard world, the magic world inside you, you are generally living in three spaces. Aap log, abhi kahan baithe ho? Mandir mein. ये आपका शरीर इधर है आपका माइंड कुड बी इन वन ऑफ द थ्री प्लेसेस सो नाउ व्हाट वी आर डूइंग इज लाइक हैरी पॉटर वर्ल्ड वी आर एंटरिंग द इनसाइड वर्ल्ड ओके लाइक आई हैड वन फ्रेंड ही हैड थ्री हाउसेस वन इन लॉस एंजलिस वन इन ज्यूरिक ज्यूरिक इज इन स्विट्जरलैंड लॉस एंजलिस इज इन यूएस एंड थर्ड वाज इन यू नो नियर माइम क्रीक बैंड्रा. And he used to, he had some business. So sometimes he would stay for some time in Zurich, sometimes Los Angeles. But he said, when I come to Mumbai, I know this is my home. Mumbai mein sabse acha lagta hai usko. So similarly in our inner world, there are three houses. So I want to ask you, you don't have to answer me. Tell me, where do you stay most of the time? Which of these three houses you are staying? The first place where you stay inside in your inner world is pleasure seeker. Abhi kaam milega, kya maja milega? Like why do we pick up the smartphone always? A dopamine high. You know, we want some kick, some stimulant. So many of us live in our inner world, we live in which space? Pleasure seeker. I want to enjoy. Abhi mujhe kaam maja milega? How I can enjoy right now? And sometimes we don't live in as pleasure seeker, we live in the world of problem solver. ये प्रॉब्लम अभी क्या सोल्यूशन चाहिए, इसका सोल्यूशन चाहिए, क्या चल रहा है, सोल्यूशन सोल्यूशन, व्हाट इज हैपनिंग, आई वांट टू नो दिस, आई वांट टू नो दैट. प्लेजर सीकर मींस लिविंग इन द वर्ल्ड ऑफ द बॉडी एंड सेंसेस, ठीक है. एंड प्रॉब्लम सॉल्वर मींस लिविंग इन द वर्ल्ड ऑफ माइंड, इंटेलिजेंस एंड ईगो. एंड वेरी फ्यू ऑफ अस लिव एज अ थर्ड, इन द थर्ड हाउस. व्हाट इज द फर्स्ट प्लेस? प्लेजर सीकर. सेकेंड प्रॉब्लम सॉल्वर. थर्ड इज पीस एक्सपीरियंसर, विच इज अ होम स्टेट वेर विच इज नॉट अबाउट बॉडी सेंसर्स माइंड इंटेलिजेंस ईगो. दिस इज अबाउट द सोल, द हार्ट. सो वेन यू आर लिविंग इन द प्लेजर, वेन यू आर अ प्लेजर सीकर, वॉट इज द फिलोसॉफी? सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन, मजा करना है. सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन इज द फिलोसॉफी. वेन यू आर अ प्रॉब्लम सॉल्वर, योर फिलोसॉफी इज स्ट्रगल. लाइफ में स्ट्रगल ही रहेगा, हमेशा स्ट्रगल रहेगा, बिकॉज यू आर ट्राइंग टू सॉल्व प्रॉब्लम इन लाइफ. बट वेन यू आर लिविंग इन द होम स्टेट, योर फिलोसॉफी इज शेल्टर. आई नीड शेल्टर. सो दिस इज अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट टेबल विच यू आर सीइंग नाउ. प्लीज सी दिस केयरफुली. आई डोंट नो, इट्स ओके, नाउ यू कैन सी दिस. सो वेन वी आर लिविंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड, प्लेजर सीकर, बॉडी एंड सेंसेस, this is this, you know what happens, we seek relief. Like jaise kisi ko bahut dard ho raha hai body mein, kya leta hai wo? Painkiller, right? So similarly, when you are feeling very sad, very lonely, you may engage in some pleasure and that gives temporary relief. But sometimes we don't want pleasure, we want control, clarity. Is in the mind, intelligence, you know, we are trying to control things because we can't live with uncertainty. Especially young people, you know, they want to know what will happen. Uncertainty pe dar lagta hai, but as you get older, you ask people of my age and above me, those are 50 plus, they have to learn to live with uncertainty. In young age, you think, I can with my mind, intelligence, ego solve all problems, I can struggle well. So we live in these two worlds, sense gratification and struggle, sense gratification and struggle. Aise ghumte rehte hum log. But the real medicine is when we live in this state, shelter. When there is no problem to solve, when there is no pleasure, you are simply just like a child is with the mother, you are with the Lord. I'll give an example. So in the temple, if you come in the morning, 6 o'clock, you know, devotees will be chanting in circles, Japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So anybody comes, they will think, you know, kaun si state mein? Which of these three? Yes, Anna? So externally it appears that you are in this state, shelter. Everybody is chanting. But I'll tell you, when I joined the temple, I used to get up at 3 o'clock. And I didn't have any experience of getting up before 7:30. Before I joined. That time we didn't have all this BTA training, base and all that. Raat ko hamare Brahmachari Prabhuji the, raat ko 1 baje hum log kahin se aaye, mereko bole, kal join karo ashram. Main bola, theek hai. So agle din join kar diya hum log. So we were staying, so 3 o'clock I used to get up, and around 7 o'clock I used to be very hungry. Bahut bhook lagta tha. So japa time, externally we are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And one day during entire japa period, I was only thinking of, aaj breakfast mein kya hoga? And breakfast used to be at 9:30 that time. So abhi kya hoga? Aaj idli banega, ki aaj dosa banega, aaj kya hoga? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Beech mein main apne jo Prabhuji the, mere bagal mein japa kar rahe the, wo kitchen mein seva karte the. तो मैंने उनको ऐसे ही बोल दिया, प्रभु जी आज ब्रेकफास्ट में क्या है? सो ही जस्ट टू टीज मी, सेड समोसा और जलेबी. सो आई वाज लाइक वाओ. सो आई वाज थिंकिंग ऑफ जलेबी, समोसा एंड ऑफ चैंटिंग. सो वन कांग्रेगेशन डिवोटी, समबडी लाइक यू, आफ्टर द जपा यू केम एंड टोल्ड मी, प्रभु जी आप कितना प्रेयरफुली जपा कर रहे थे. सो एक्सटर्नली आई वॉज वेर आई वॉज होम स्टेट, बट इंटरनली वेर आई वॉज इन विच ऑफ दिस थ्री? Yes, so you ask yourself, in your inner world, where are you? You may be a big devotee with big tilak and big dhoti kurta. I'll tell you another story. This is a very true story. One of my brahmachari friends, he was very nervous about stage. So our annual drama festival, he took him to the drama festival. He gave him a dialogue, he was a bodyguard. He comes with the Raja's message to the ashram. We did a drama on Ramanujacharya. So he had only one dialogue. Who is the guru? द किंग हैज सेंड द पैलेंक्विन फॉर यू. बस इतना ही था उसका डायलॉग. तो बेचारा वो प्रैक्टिस दिन भर प्रैक्टिस करता था, टेंशन में रहता था, प्रभु जी मेरे से हो जाएगा ना यार, मेरे से हो जाएगा ना, मतलब अच्छा हो जाएगा, अच्छा हो जाएगा यार, पोपट नहीं होना चाहिए, इतने लोग रहेंगे क्या होगा, मतलब अच्छा होगा. सो इज टू पुअर फेलो इज टू प्रैक्टिस अ लॉट. हु इज द गुरु? द किंग हैज सेंट अ पैलेंक्विन फॉर यू. तो बहुत प्रैक्टिस किया, देन हो गया, रात को सो गए, फिर अगले दिन ड्रामा था. वो शाम को ड्रामा था, सुबह जपा करेंगे सबके साथ. तो जब के बाद जब जपा कर रहे हैं हरे कृष्णा, तो हम लोग उधर जप कर रहे थे सर्कल में, तो हमारे गुरु महाराज वो सिटिंग नेक्स्ट टू अस, राधाना स्वामी महाराज वो सिटिंग, एंड ऑल डिवोटीज आर सिटिंग चैंटिंग. इट वाज अपीयरिंग एज इफ इट इज अ पीसफुल प्लेस, एवरीबडी इज इन देयर होम स्टेट, एवरीबडी इज टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ कृष्णा. इट वाज साइलेंट एंड सडनली वी हर्ड अ साउंड. वो जो दोस्त था मेरा जिसका ड्रामा में डायलॉग था, वो मेरे बगल में जप कर रहा था, और सडनली उसके मुंह से आवाज आया, हु इज द गुरु? द किंग हैज, द किंग हैज सेंट अ पैलेंक्विन फॉर यू. एंड द व्हेन ही सेड इट, सबकी आंखें खुल गई, और हमारे महाराज गुरु महाराज उधर ही थे, बोले अरे मैं इधर ही हूं, हु इज द गुरु? एंड ही रियलाइज्ड, एंड ही ऑल्सो, एंड ही समटाइम्स आई डोंट इफ आई एक्सपीरियंस, मेनी टाइम्स इन लाइफ वी से समथिंग एंड देन वी रियलाइज क्या बोल दिया. तो बेचारा उसका भी वही हो गया. ही सेड इट एंड देन ही सेड, एंड ही बिकेम सो एम्बैरेस्ड एंड ऑल ऑफ अस लाफ्ड, एंड देन वी लाफ्ड अबाउट इट, वी फॉरगॉट इट. और ड्रामा में उसका परफॉर्मेंस भी अच्छा हो गया, तो नो प्रॉब्लम. बट द पॉइंट इज आई रियलाइज्ड एक्सटर्नली यू कुड बी एनीवेयर, यू कुड बी इन टेम्पल. सो दिस पर्सन ही वॉज इन विच स्पेस? ही वॉज हियर, योर स्ट्रगल स्पेस. सो देर आर सम पीपल एक्सटर्नली दे मे बी इन डिफरेंट डिफरेंट सिचुएशंस, but internally you could be either in sense gratification, struggle or shelter. There are some very advanced people like Arjuna, Bhishma Pitama, they could be in a battlefield and still they could be in this space, they could be in a meditative space. So we are teaching you these techniques, grab it, and you can change the face of India, you can change the face of the world. You are youth, you have power. See, our situation is like, you know, you're in a horse chariot. You know, first stage, this stage is like when the chariot, the horses are running everywhere and you are not controlled. The second phase is where you are trying to control the horses. Arey, arey, horses to mere ko pagal kar raha hai, kidhar bhi leke ja raha hai, main pakadta hu horses. But this third space is where you are saying, I give up. But this is different from the first. First mein kya hai, ghoda leke ja raha hai idhar udhar. In the third space, you are telling the universe, you are telling God, Krishna, please help me. Like Draupadi raised her hand. So God takes charge of your chariot. Are you getting what I'm saying? See, it's like this. So in the first, so this, when the horses are controlling you, you are a pleasure seeker. When you are trying to hold the reins of the horse, you are a problem solver, struggle. And you are a peace experiencer when you give the reins of the horse to the Lord. So meditation means living in not the body and senses space, not living in the mind, intelligence and ego space, but in the heart space. So this was the most important topic I wanted to discuss with you. What is meditation? Meditation means not living in the body and senses space, not living in the mind, intelligence and ego space, but living in the heart and soul space, home state. So I feel very happy that I shared this with you. Now the second topic, why we need to do meditation? Because most people live in the body space, in body and senses space. And what happens if you live in the body and senses space, my dear friends? If your life is centered on sense gratification and struggle, it is unsustainable, it is catabolic, it destroys your tissues. See, if somebody is only thinking of pleasure, 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 you think he'll be happy? Never. You know, there is a story in Bangladesh. It's a folk tale from Bangladesh, that there was a very poor lady in Bangladesh. She had never slept on a bed, soft bed. She used to sleep on the hard floor of her hut. And she was working as a maid in a rich man's house. And every day when she was cleaning the house, she would touch the bed. Soft. She would feel, kaisa hota hoga, isme sone mein kitna anand aata hoga. But she had never had the guts to sleep on that bed. One day the master had gone out, there was nobody in the house. And when she was cleaning the room, she touched the bed. She felt, wow, it is so soft. So she slept on the bed. She felt, let me see how it feels. And first time she was sleeping on a soft bed. So when she closed her eyes, what happened? Neend lag gaya usko. So gayi. And after some time, the master came in. And he was shocked. He said, "You uncouth, low-class woman, how dare you sleep on my soft bed?" He took a whip, chadi nikala, and started beating her. And she said, "No, master, I'm sorry." And he started beating her. "Aukaad mein nahi hai tum." He started beating her. And then suddenly, as she was getting beaten, suddenly she stopped crying and she smiled. And she started laughing. She started clapping her hands. And she was uncontrollable laughter. For the master, "Ho gaya, are, isko kya ho gaya?" "I was beating her." So he said, "Hey, wait, why are you laughing?" She said, "No, my dear master, I just realized. I just slept for a few seconds on this, few minutes on this soft bed, and I'm going through so much suffering. You are sleeping every day on this bed. How much you must be suffering?" So when we live our life, when you're only thinking of pleasure, na? Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. You may get pleasure, but common sense use karo. You may get pleasure, but you will get double pain. Because ye dunya ka rule hai. Whatever pleasure you get pain also. Coin dekha hai, toss karte hain to. Head aata hai hamesha. Ek hi jagah pe, sirf ek hi aata hai. Head ek hi jagah pe aata hai. The next slide is not coming. There was a very nice slide. Oh, gayab ho gaya. How can we get it? You know how you can get it? There is an image actually. Okay, so don't get distracted by this. Nahi yaar. इसके बाद वाला एक इमेज था. ठीक है, मैं आपको बोल देता हूँ, छोड़ो, बैड लक. हाँ, ये नहीं छोड़ो. नहीं, फॉरगेट इट्स नॉट देयर ऑन योर. तो हो गया. इट वॉज द इमेज बेसिकली ऑफ अमिताभ बच्चन एंड धर्मेंद्र. शोले पिक्चर का सीन है वेयर दे टॉस अ कॉइन. शोले इज द ओनली प्लेस वेयर कॉइन एट बोथ साइड्स हेड्स ओनली. फॉर दोज ऑफ यू हैव सीन द मूवी. When we were young, you know, nobody used to say, "Have you seen this movie?" They used to ask us, how many times have you seen it? That is how popular the movie was. So, in that is the only place where the coin has only heads. But in life, if you get heads, you also have to get tails. Our problem is when we are seeking pleasure, we don't want to think that there will be pain. That is our biggest problem. You've seen many people say, "I want to live a long life." But ask them, do you want to become old? We want to live a long life, but we don't want to get old. We want a lot of money, but we don't want anxiety of money. You may want a beautiful wife, but you don't want her nakhra. Like one of you, you know, one of the young boys, he was our counselee, he wanted to get married. So I told him, I connected him with the marriage board. And the marriage board was giving him alliances they give. You have to consider. So he said, told the marriage board, "Prabhuji, mere ko jo ladki chahiye na shaadi ke liye, she should have so many qualities, you know, beautiful, hardworking, homely, loving to mother, all that." So Prabhuji was giving him different, but it was not, all the conditions were not meeting only. Finally, the marriage board stopped giving him alliances. So he called the marriage board chairman, said, "Prabhuji, kya ho gaya? Offer nahi de rahe abhi. Mujhe dekhna hai." तो प्रभु जी ने बोला, अभी क्या है, आपका जो रिक्वेस्ट है ना, हमने ब्रह्मा जी को भेजा है. ओ जब वो ऐसा बनाएंगे ना, ऐसा लड़की बनाएंगे, तो आपके पास हम आएंगे. सो इट इज क्रेजी. वी वॉन्ट प्लेजर, बट वी डोंट नो द अदर साइड ऑफ द वर्ल्ड. एक मुश्ताक अहमद यूसुफी करके पाकिस्तान के सेटारिस्ट हैं. He is a very funny one-liner he used to write. He is a very, like one of the things he says, "Islam ke liye kurbani sabse zyada bakriyon ne di hai." You know, like those kind of lines he write. He is very funny. So in one line he says, "Mujhe agar wo mujhe zeher dekar marti, to dunya ki nazar mein aa jati. Agar wo mujhe zeher dekar marti, to dunya ki nazar mein aa jati. उसका अंदाज है कत्ल तो देखो, उसने हमसे शादी कर ली." सो दिस इज लाइफ. यू सीक प्लेजर. इफ यू सीक प्लेजर, यू गेट लॉट ऑफ पेन. समबडी में से, "प्रभु जी प्लेजर नहीं चाहिए, लेट मी लिव नॉट इन द बॉडी एंड सेंसेस स्पेस, आई विल लिव इन द माइंड, इंटेलिजेंस एंड ईगो स्पेस." Well, if you live in the struggle space, you think you can solve your problems? Mind is so nasty. Mind is so crafty. After I wrote this book, I had to eat my own words. What all I said, the problem, mere fati hone laga. Mind is very tricky. You know, markatasya surapanam vrishchika dhamstra, vrishchika dhamstrakam. Yad madhye bhuta sancharo yadva tadva bhavishyati. The Niti Shastra says, ek bandar hai. Socho. कितना पीसफुल बैठेगा बंदर, कभी देखा बंदर को शांति से? मर्कटस्य, सोचा वो बंदर कितना रेस्टलेस रहेगा, ऊपर से उसने मर्कटस्य सुरापानम, उसने शराब पी लिया बंदर ने, तो कैसा रहेगा वो? तो अवर माइंड इज कंपेयर टू अ मंकी विच इज टाइट है पी के. उतना ही नहीं, मर्कटस्य सुरापानम यथा वृश्चिक दंशकम, और ऊपर से सोचो उस बंदर को बिच्छू ने काट लिया. पहला तो बंदर है, सबसे बड़ा क्वालिफिकेशन, ऊपर से शराब पिया है और ऊपर से बिच्छू ने काटा. तन मध्य भूत संचारो, भूत भी चढ़ गया उसके ऊपर. फिर क्या होगा? यद्वा तद्वा भविष्यति, वो भविष्य में क्या करेगा कोई नहीं जानता. सो द नीति शास्त्र से अवर माइंड इज लाइक दैट. पहले तो हम इस बॉडी में है फुल ऑफ सफरिंग, ऊपर से माइंड है, ऊपर से बाहर का दुनिया इतना प्रॉब्लम दे रहा है. सो विद ऑल दिस अवर लाइफ इज अ मेस इफ यू लिव इन द माइंड स्पेस ऑल द टाइम. Because you have you seen this when you are 32 teeth. Ek daant mein kidhar dard rahega, the tongue will go there only. Tongue will not think of the other 31 teeth which is good. Abhi last yesterday, no, three days back, I go for my walk. And there is a place where I walk in the grass barefoot. Kyunki wo jo acupressure milta hai, when your feet touches mother earth, that is an excellent experience. So, us din kya hoga, ek chota sa kaata chala gaya. My whole body was healthy. बट माई माइंड वॉज नॉट थिंकिंग ऑफ एनीथिंग एल्स. अरे आंख अच्छा है, कान अच्छा है, या हाथ अच्छा है, नहीं वो पैर भी अच्छा है, बस एक छोटा सा स्पॉट पे जो गया, माइंड ओनली फोकसेस ऑन दैट. रिसर्च हैज प्रूव्ड अनलिमिटेड नंबर ऑफ टाइम्स दैट ह्यूमन बीइंग्स हैव लॉट ऑफ रीजंस टू बी ग्रेटफुल एंड सेलिब्रेट, स्टिल दे ऑलवेज लिव इन मिजरी बिकॉज दे फोकस ऑन व्हाट दे डोंट हैव. मिलता तो बहुत कुछ है जिंदगी में, है ना, पर जिद उसी की है जो मुकद्दर में लिखा ही नहीं है. दैट इज अवर प्रॉब्लम, यू नो. सो देयरफॉर इफ वी लिव सम टाइम इन द होम स्टेट विच इज चैंटिंग, फॉर सम इट इज जर्नलिंग, देन व्हाट विल हैपन, यू विल गेट स्ट्रेंथ टू लिव इन योर बॉडी सेंस स्पेसेस मेच्योरली. व्हेन यू आर सॉल्विंग प्रॉब्लम्स यू विल बी पीसफुल. व्हेन यू आर टेकिंग प्लेजर ऑल्सो यू विल नो दैट ए प्लेजर टेम्पररी है, यू विल नॉट गो क्रेजी, है ना. सो देयरफॉर यू मे बी लिविंग इन द ऑफिस, यू मे बी वर्किंग इन द ऑफिस एंड योर कॉलीग एंड बोथ ऑफ यू मे हैव सेम काइंड ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स, बट ही मे बी मच मोर पीसफुल एंड यू मे बी मिजरेबल. व्हाई? सेम सिचुएशन, बिकॉज द अदर पर्सन इज लिविंग इन द होम स्टेट. लाइक आई मेट वन वेरी वेरी बिग लीडर, ही इज क्रिटिसाइज सो मच इन द मीडिया ऑल द टाइम, एंड आई सेड यू डोंट गेट अफेक्टेड. ही सेड he is able to do that because he has a very healthy practice, getting up early in the morning, doing yoga, doing meditation, and making his home state strong. So whatever happens in the outside world doesn't affect him. And very jokingly he said, maine kuch log laga rakhe hain mere peeth piche baat karne ke liye, salary kuch nahi deta hu unko, par wo kaam badi imandari se karte hain. So I also appreciated him. I said, agar aapke पीठ पीछे लोग बात कर रहे हैं तो कोई बात नहीं, क्योंकि बात तो उसी की होती है जिसमें कोई बात है. सो यू ऑल्सो लाइक्ड इट. सो द पॉइंट इज, सम पीपल यू विल सी दे मे बी लिविंग इन लॉट ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स बट दे आर पीसफुल, एंड सम पीपल हैव नो प्रॉब्लम बट दे आर ऑलवेज स्ट्रेस्ड. आई डोंट नो इफ यू हैव सीन सम पीपल ऑलवेज, अरे जिंदगी में तो टेंशन है. क्या टेंशन? कुछ नहीं है. सो इट्स ऑल रिलेटिव. And I know personally, one of my friends in the ashram, I don't want to take names and embarrass him. I've seen that when we have this meditation, practice of meditation, I've seen these devotees, they experience the joy of being insignificant. You know, I'm not, you know, when you're taking part in Sankirtan, right now you're one in the crowd, right? Isme jo anand hai na, I am one in the crowd, I'm part of a bigger plan. There is nothing compared to that. When you try to control, when you're struggling, when you're trying to be the center of the universe, it is most frustrating. So it's very important to learn this. So I request you to explore this. And I'll just take a few more slides. I'll just share one of my own experiences. You know, during the COVID time, I was staying at my hometown with my mother for 8 to 9 months. A lot of complications. I was trying to help her out. One day there was a storm and things were going haywire and I thought everything's going to get destroyed. And I remember at that point of time, suddenly, because of certain practices in the past, the kind of peace I experienced, you know, it was ineffable. I cannot describe it. I mean, all three are important, okay? Pleasure, body and senses mein rehna hai. Pleasure is needed. I'm not denying that. But it is a painkiller. Painkiller is not medicine, na? If you keep only taking painkiller, a time will come and painkiller will not work. And mind, intelligence, ego may be rehna hai. I was trying to solve a lot of problems. But because of this morning practice of chanting, journaling and all that, when crisis came, I could be peaceful. I'll tell you one real experience I had a few years back. I was in Orissa, different villages we were going, where a lot of conversions were happening. And we were going towards these villages, meeting people. So one day, early morning, 4 o'clock, we had to drive to another village 5 hours away. And suddenly looked at the driver and I realized, oh, last 2 nights in the festival, he was doing a lot of seva. I asked him, are aap to raat ko soya nahi na? He said, nahi, do raat se soya nahi, din mein bhi nahi soya. And that Orissa roads were very narrow and he was driving very fast. And I was sitting next to him and I got scared. And I couldn't stop the car because there are others and we had to rush and a lot of things were there. And I was chanting, but my eyes were on the road. So externally, I am in that home state, you know, meditation. But internally, I am controlling. I was thinking, I am driving the car. My hand was in the beat bag, but in my mind, I was holding the steering wheel. Looking everywhere and again and looking at him if he is slipping, if he is dozing off. Basically, I was struggling to control. Although I was in externally doing meditation. It was so frustrating. After 1 hour of chanting, I suddenly realized, what am I doing? I felt, let me now enter the home state. So I gave up control. I closed my eyes. I said, Krishna, I just connected to the Lord. And next 3 hours, I don't know how it went. And my chanting was so good. When we reached the village, I was in another space. My chanting, that was one of the best chanting I ever had. And that's when I realized how I wish I could live like that more often. See, this is very important. We live in this space. You know, we connect to the Lord. See, just like if you're aiming for 100 marks in your 10th exam, if there are two friends, you know, if one says, Mera aim, I want to get 100 out of 100. The second fellow says, Mera aim, I want to get 35% lane ka hai. So, which of the two is guaranteed to get 35? Minimum 35 to mil hi jayega usko. Kisko? First wale ko. Kyun? Uska aim itna high hai. So if you are aiming for connection with the Lord, if you are aiming for shelter, then ye jo peace of mind hai, apne aap byproduct hai, wo to mil jayega. If somebody is saying, I want to get into IIT, somebody says, I want to get into All India Institute of Medical Science, to 12th mein uska 30-35% to aaram se aa jayega. Par agar kisi ka aim hi nahi hai, see, if you want to aim for the sky, then you will at least touch the ceiling, right? So therefore, we want you to aim for love. And then, peace in this world is easy. See, otherwise what happens is, see, you know, we have this nervous system. If there is some accident, how you respond to that depends on how your autonomic nervous system is developed, right? So, there is autonomic nervous system is without your conscious awareness, your heart is beating, right? Digestion is happening. Blood supply is happening. You're not consciously trying to do anything about it. And this autonomic nervous system has two parts, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. So what happens is the sympathetic nervous system is that which helps you to digest food. Everything is happening normally. Blood is supplying, heart is beating when there is danger. Fight, flight and fright situation may, externally everything is going on nicely, but it is the sympathetic nervous system which is activated. Like you meet warriors on the battlefield. Like few years back we went to Srinagar. We went to Badami Bagh cantonment and we met the soldiers there. And one of them was saying how for 7 days they were hiding in one bushes in one village waiting to catch one terrorist. For 7 days they were hiding there. I remember asking him, "Aapne khaya kya?" He said, we carried a lot of dry fruits and water. And there only we were standing and there only we passed stool in our dress only. Not sleeping. And just being alert, and then finally they encountered him, they killed him, whatever. And then what you did, after we came back, for next 1 week we were relaxing. Because the body also has the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps to restore the body. Nature has beautifully created a balance. So when you are in stress, when you are fighting, struggling, when you are in an office situation, challenging situation, your body takes care of itself because the sympathetic nervous system is activated. So you feel you are young and you can do it. But you are also supposed to relax, you are also supposed to meditate. Because that's when the parasympathetic nervous system is activated and it helps to restore. It is anabolic, it builds up the tissues. But if you are only breaking your body, then you don't have a long life. You can't actually handle problems. So therefore, meditation practice is very, very important. This image you see on your right is of Socrates. You know Socrates, one of the greatest Greek philosophers. He was given poison because he was accused of poisoning the young minds of Athens. So when he was told that he has to take this deadly hemlock and die, he smiled at his captors and he said, "You want to kill me? First you have to catch me." They didn't understand what he was saying. And very happily he didn't have any fear. See, I saw this personally when one of my very dear friends, Toh Krishna Prabhu, he left this world in 2006 because of cancer. He was just 34 years old. His wife had just given birth to a baby. He was in a brahmachari ashram for 10 years. And he had a very nice practice of meditation, chanting. And when he got this cancer and the way he was dying, the way he was living his body, very, very rare. You will not see even big billionaires have this kind of equanimity. Simple man. And I remember one day before I asked him, "How are you so peaceful, satisfied?" He said, "When Krishna was giving me everything, I was always grateful." He said, "See, we all know that whatever you have, one day it will be taken away from us. And if you are grateful at that time, only then you will be peaceful. But how can you be grateful that time if you are not grateful when you were getting those gifts in the first place?" So, we have to be grateful now when the Lord is giving us. But that when He takes away, we can be peaceful. So, he had this practice and what Sri Krishna Prabhu did was he had connected to an unchanging and stable center. See, we all are centered on something. Some of you here are very much focused on stock market. So if stock market is bullish, you are happy. If stock market is going down, you are sad. That means your happiness is dependent on a changing center. There are some people who are very much focused on their spouse. If she is in a good mood, they are happy. If she is in a bad mood, they are miserable. Some people are enemy-centered. You know, if their enemy is doing well, they are miserable. Like I remember somebody told me after World Cup, "Theek hai, India ne jita, theek hai, but Pakistan bhi ne jita na, theek hai, I am happy." I said, "Are ye kya?" He was enemy-centered. You know, he was thinking only in terms of... He recently told me, "Prabhu ji, India ka wo missile gaya na udhar, wo accident udhar jaake gir gaya, Pakistan mein na." I bola, "Haan." "Oh, you know what? They also got angry and they took revenge. They also fired a missile at India. And that also fell in Pakistan only." Anyway. So we are centered on different things, right? So, when we have a culture of meditation. See, now we are discussing the second topic. Why meditation, right? So meditation is what? Is an activity that helps us connect to an unchanging center. A center that doesn't change. Car moves because there is a driver. This body is functioning because there is soul, there is Atma. And we need to experience the soul. For us, for me and for some of my friends, it is being in the sacred space. You know, when you are in a temple, when you go to old temples which have been for thousands of years, you feel connected. Because, you know, you experience a connection with something which is very vast. Something very big, which is timeless. I don't know how many of you have experienced peace when you went to some giant tree or a natural forest. Have you ever been to an ocean side and felt peaceful? We feel that peace because, you know, that forest appears to be timeless. And there is something inside you which is also timeless. Wo dono ka milan ho jata hai udhar. And that's how you feel peace. So we are not the body, we are the soul. That soul, when they come to temple, they feel very peaceful. And they feel, "Prabhuji, kitna achha lag raha hai." They don't realize why they are feeling like that. They are feeling like that because the soul has found shelter. Unfortunately, you know, we are handling the smartphone. Abhi smartphone mein agar aap kuch video dekh rahe ho YouTube mein, there is some dance, some song, some rain. That is not only unreal, it doesn't exist. It is only light. So we are living at a very low level of reality, which is not even reality. Uske upar ek reality hai, which is real but temporary. Which means you see a real live dance or live show. That is real but temporary. See, there are three realities. First is non-reality, which is smartphone. Okay? Second is, the images in the smartphone. The second is real but temporary. Like the mountain, the forest. It is real but temporary. But there is a third, which is real and also eternal. Within that forest, within this temple, within the chanting, there is something which is eternal. And you, the Atma, this is in the Upanishad, it's called Brahman. Tattvam asi, you are that. The more we chant, the more we connect with eternal substance, the Brahman, we actually go beyond the body and senses, the mind, intelligence and ego, and we enter the soul state. So I request you and appeal to you to live in this space of heart. Now we discussed two topics so far. What is meditation? What is meditation? To live in the heart, home state or the heart space, and not living in the body and senses space. The one who is living in the body and senses space is seeking what? Pleasure. His goal, philosophy is sense gratification. And one who lives in the mind, intelligence and ego space, he is seeking what? Problem solver. His philosophy of life is struggle. And one who is living in the heart and the soul space, he is experiencing peace. And his philosophy is shelter, taking shelter of the Lord. That is what we discussed of meditation. And why? Because body and senses space and mind, intelligence, ego space is not sustainable. You cannot live an effective, contributive life. But if you live for some time in the heart space, you can contribute better. Now comes the main point, how to meditate? Well, I want to say principles are universal, but application is personal. Because if I say jogging is very important, all of you should go jogging. But if somebody is lame and he can't run, then that jogging will not help him. But if I say exercise is important, that is a principle, right? So the principles are important and application can change. Like for example, one principle is awareness and acceptance. How to meditate? Do whatever it takes to improve awareness and acceptance. Like for example, if you do breathing, conscious breathing like this, if you sit straight, inhale and exhale to the count of four, and just relax, you will see that, just like when you are thirsty, you drink water in a day, five times, six times. Similarly, breathing is like drinking water for the mind. It nourishes your mind. Or like you go to the washroom and you clean the kachara from your body. Similarly, when you inhale and exhale, when you do breathing or when you write journal, it's like releasing a lot of negativity from your system. Like chanting, a lot of purification happens. Cheto, dharpana, marjanam. A lot of cleansing happens. A lot of release happens there. And we also receive grace. And also, prayers, prayers and being present. So generally we think prayers means talking to the Lord, telling a lot of things we have. No. Prayers also means listening, just being present. Just listening. Kuch karna nahi hai. Ho gaya. Your journey has ended. Once I was chanting in the temple some years ago, in the morning I was chanting like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. I was trying to control the mind. So one grihastha was looking at me. Wo bhi japa kar raha tha. Sunday ka morning tha. Wo side mein baith ke mere ko dekh raha tha. He didn't say anything. After japa, he came to me. And he said, Prabhuji, wo japa mein aisa kya kar rahe the? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I said, I was trying to control my mind. Kya mind bahut takti deta na, to main control kar raha tha usko. Mind bahut idhar udhar bhag raha tha. Now I am asking you a question. Which space I was in? Struggle. Not in the heart state. Also not in the pleasure state, but struggle. But he was thinking, "Arey, mandir mein itna mast hai, japa kar rahe hain." So he said, "Kya kar rahe the aap?" I said, "I control kar raha tha." He said, "Acha, bahut struggle kar rahe the aap." I said, "I was trying to. I'm struggling to control the mind." Then he looked at me and he just smirked. I said, "Kya ho gaya, Prabhuji?" He said, "Prabhuji, mera life na, hafte mein 6 din I'm struggling. Bahut pitta hu baar. To Sunday ko jab main aata hu, main sochta mandir jaunga, sab struggle khatam, relax, shelter." Aur idhar aake dekhta hu, aap bhi struggle kar rahe ho.
Is there no time, no space where there is no struggle? This shelter. That was an eye-opener for me. It was a moment of epiphany for me. I realized, hamesha struggle karne ka zarurat nahi hai. So it is not always about achieving. It's not always about doing. It's not always about controlling. Bhakti is not about achieving. Bhakti is about receiving. Bhakti is not about doing. We are not human doing. We are human being. It's about being present. It's not about controlling. It's about accepting who you are. So when we align ourselves to servant position, when we relax, when we accept, and when we are present, when we listen, we connect to the Lord. So this is needed. So I request you to explore this and live in the gain space. You know, just like, you know, a fish is taken out of the water and you give latest pizzas and coke and the latest gadget, the fish won't be happy. The fish has to go back to the water, right? Similarly, the soul will not be happy in anything except shelter. Kitna bhi pleasure do, kitna bhi problem solve karo, we will not find contentment. Just like a child is in the arms of the mother finds happiness, similarly when we are connected with the Lord, we will. So therefore we need to live in the gain space, constantly thinking about the gap, constantly thinking I have to achieve this. Theek hai, subah thoda dekh liya jitna achieve karna hai, that's okay. But night when you go to sleep, at least focus on the gain, what you have gained. How we have become conditioned to only live in the gap. Always if you are living in the gap, you will never be happy, because even if you fill the gap, you are conditioned to think of the gap only. You will think, abhi aur kya achieve karna. Like, you know, one Prabhuji wanted to surprise his daughter and wife. So he took a pizza from Govindas and he went home and said, surprise, pizza. So immediately his daughter said, but Papa, this is not my favorite pizza. So he was telling me after this class, he said, I had once spoken on gain and the gap. He said, Prabhuji, I think my daughter was conditioned to be in the gap to see what is lacking. But if we keep our eyes and ears open, if we spend every day at least 10 minutes only thinking of the gains we have got, we will be in the gain space, and that will help us contribute better. And therefore, we need to focus on the gains. We need to focus on gratitude, which is watering the root. You know, root dikhta nahi hai. Building a foundation dikhta nahi hai. But the tree is standing tall and strong because the roots are watered, right? So I request you to focus on the roots and focus on the essence. And I would like to invite you and help you connect to more of these principles. I've written a lot of articles on these topics. See, our goal is to ensure that you become free. Your mind becomes, you know, there's a nice poem, a nice line I had read once. Nikal laya hoon pinjde se ek parinda. Nikal laya hoon pinjde se ek parinda. Ab us parinde ke dil se pinjra nikalna baki hai. We are captured, we are trapped by our own mind, although externally we are free. So I appeal to you to take up to Krishna consciousness, and I would like to have some discussions on, or ask some question and answers now, and we can spend some time exploring this topic and understand. If you can take up to meditation practices more seriously and commit yourself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. So thank you, Raju Hari Prabhu. It was a really heart-touching class and really a meaningful class, right? And it's, you know, Prabhuji is speaking from his 24 years of experience, lot of, you know, meditation on things, contemplations, staying with the nature. He has been traveling a lot to different, you know, part of world. So these things are really helpful, And now, before we, like, we are going to talk about these books, but you know, before going to the question answer, I am tempted to speak more about the book. So, would you please let us know, Praji, about Mind Your Mind?
So, this book I wrote, I have spoken about three principles which can help us live with our mind peacefully. So, I speak about awareness, acceptance and aspiration, and how we can, we can't control the mind, but we can live with the mind peacefully. So, there are many, many stories and many case studies, many techniques given in this book. And it is published by Hachette, one of the top publish, one of the five top publishers in the world. This book was very well received last year. And it was in the 8th position in the top 10 non-fiction books. So, I was very happy that many people liked it. So, if you are interested, you can take it today. I think you are giving it a discount, no?
Yeah, there is a good discount there now.
Also, this is the first book I wrote called Are You Connected? This is published by Penguin, which is one of the top publishers. This contains 25 keys how we could live successfully with ourselves and with others. And they're very simple articles, you know, just 2 pages, 3 pages, explaining some simple techniques which we could practice in our day-to-day life. So both these books are totally different topics, but connected topics. And I'll be happy if I can serve you through these books as well. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So the announcement is like that. These books are available at discount. And if you buy this book today, we have requested His Grace Vrajahariprabhu to stay here and he'll be signing off your copy.
Down, na? You mean at the...
Yeah, so Prabhuji will be coming down only. He'll be near the books.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah. Just to add to the Prabhuji's points, the first book, you know, this Mind Your Mind, the first thing is awareness. So first session speaks about awareness, who we are, mind and all these things. Second thing is acceptance, accepting the reality. And third is aspiration. So all three things are important. First is awareness, where we are, who we are, and then acceptance, being peaceful, understanding, and then aspiration. So very wonderful book. And this book is really wonderful in the sense, this is how to be successful with self. And second part is how to be successful with others. So isn't this we need? So one small thing we can do is, you know, the next Prerna Festival is going to be given by His Grace Shubh Vilas Prabhu. Okay?
Haribo.
Haribo. And the topic is Magic of Friendship. Topic is?
Magic of Friendship.
So I am telling it now only, what you can do is you go down, think of your friend. Think of your friend. You may have 10 also. And please take these copies for your friends also. You know? So friend in need is? So if you want to give substance, you know, I was always thinking, if you want to give something, give substance. So these books have the real substance. So please book a copy for oneself and please give this copy to your friends. Is it possible?
Yes.
Hare Krishna. So now we have 10 minutes. So we request you, if you have any question, aapko koi prashna hai, haat upar kar sakte hain. Ek yahan pe hai, aur haat upar kar sakte hain. Aapke paas mic denge. So first question goes to you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. So first of all, thank you so much for giving such a beautiful, such a wonderful class. It's always a pleasure to read your quotes from yogaformodernage.com, watching your lectures from YouTube, also reading your book. I have personally read Mind Your Mind. Now I would also like to say that all those who are present here, please just close your eyes and without any doubt, just go for the book. Mind Your Mind is such an incredible book. I have been knowing Prabhuji since 1 year. And that book really has changed my life. Even before coming to this lecture, practices from that book, I was really practicing few principles from that book when I was walking here and doing chanting japa. So, three awesome principles, awareness, acceptance and aspiration has helped me so much in my life to transform myself. Like creating awareness is so much important in today's world, knowing that I'm not mind, I'm soul, whenever I'm stuck in the middle of problem, accepting in whatever situation I am and aspiring for a higher goal, which is Krishna consciousness or going back to home, back to Godhead. It really helps us when you're in midst of the problem. You can know that you are not this body. You can accept the problem and you can remind yourself that I have to go back home, back to Godhead. I have to go to Krishna one day and I'm not going to get permanently stuck in this problem. So this is what this book has taught me. Along with this, Prabhuji's past 23 years or 25 years practices such as creating awareness through journal writing or spending time with nature or one of those is observe, don't judge. Many practices are given. No, Prabhuji, please let me speak.
No, ask the question.
So yes, I'm just finishing in 1 minute. So those practices has really helped me, and it will help each one of you. So a humble request to all of you, if you are really looking to live a mindful living, then you have to follow a mindful coach and read his book. So thank you so much for your book, Prabhuji. So, and thank you for all those things. Now my two questions are there. First is in your book also you have mentioned this thing that we have to always be in present, and even the impact of chanting is always to live in present. And one line is you wrote there is, when you are not in present, when you are always thinking, you fall back to either past or jump ahead in the future. But there is one thing where you always have to leave your mind. You have to give freedom to your mind to fall back in past or in the future. That is when you have to plan. Because when you have to plan, so for successfully executing something, you have to give freedom to your mind. So what I did is I thought I'll plan. That time I'll give freedom to my mind, and then I'll always remain in present. But what happens when we plan, and while execution, the plan gets failed, again you have to plan, again you have to plan, again you have to plan, and while planning, you again miss the present. Is there anything by which we can live in present and certainly plan also, but not miss the present again and again? This is my first question. And second question is the press-pause system. Second is very short question, please. So the press pause system, which you said that 10 minutes we have to press pause, which I tried, and it really, really nourishes the heart. It gives gratefulness. But the problem is that although after, it doesn't go sustainably daily. After, you know, you have 10 hours. I literally have 10 hours free with me, but still you cannot press pause for that 10 minutes. So how to press pause? Thank you so much.
Thank you for your nice class. Question, sir. Thank you. Your simplicity and childlike innocence is very endearing. So okay, regarding your question on, we'll take the second question first. The press pause button. We are running fast, and so I always speak about this pause button. Slow down. Our life is very fast. So he's asking, how do we do it? Right? So how do you do it? How do you pause? By pausing. So there is no magic technique. So you just have to be, that's why I said, what and why is more important than how. If you are really convinced about this, then you will pause. So what you need to do is, like what I do like this, I have got this called, this smartphone. I have not brought it here. I have put an alarm for 3 minutes 30 seconds. And I start the alarm. Like when I'm overwhelmed, when you're doing a lot of things and running, and then suddenly I pause. I say, ruk jao. Gadi nikalta hu. Wo 3 minutes ka set hai usme. I start the alarm, keep it on the side, and I sit straight. I breathe, simply breathe, and I release all the negativity. Nothing to control, nothing to achieve, nothing to solve. And then when I'm in that situation, I spontaneously pray. I spontaneously offer my heart to Krishna. Or kabhi kabhi neend bhi lag jata acha. Uth, 3 minutes. And then suddenly the alarm goes off. And then you wake up. You're fresh. It's such a powerful 3 minute break. And then you get energized. And then you can continue. See, nowadays this is very, very important, because many of us are overstimulated. You know what is overstimulation? So overstimulation is when your senses and you are physiologically and psychologically over-bombarded, overloaded with information, more information than what your mind and body can process. It has happened. It happens to you. And main criminal here is the smartphone, because it is designed in such a way that it gives you a kick. You know, like for example, dopamine high is, sometimes people think dopamine means happiness chemical. It's not happiness chemical. Dopamine high is when you think, I will be happy. It's not happiness. There's a difference between a reward and happiness. It's a reward. You know, it gives you this excitement. Happiness is around the corner. So when you get a notification, tung, so that's dopamine is released. So you feel that excitement. So then you
see that, so then the mind has registered one, subconscious mind has registered, notification means pleasure. So next time when you get notification, immediately you are attracted because you want pleasure. Or let us say you are bored and you are wanting pleasure, suddenly you remember, pleasure means notification, smartphone, then you go to the smartphone. So that's how spontaneously we use the smartphone. So then what is happening because of this is, we are in a loop. Notification, pleasure, notification, pleasure, notification, round and round, you are on a treadmill running. So iska problem kya hai isme? You will say, problem kya hai Prabhu? Achha to hai. Problem is, it is not sustainable. It is like, you know, the dopamine receptors in your brain, they start becoming less responsive to the natural flow of hormones. Which means, if you are experiencing X unit of pleasure with, say, this much amount of stimulation, so if you are constantly bombarded with this smartphone, then you will need 10 times, eventually, you know, earlier if it was 10, 15 notifications which was giving you pleasure, to experience the same amount of pleasure, you will need eventually 50 or 100. That's how addiction works. That's how drugs and alcohol influences us. So we are a generation which is overburdened, overstimulated. So the only solution right now for us is to take breaks. Pause button dabao. What helps the traffic move very fast? People think speed. It is not speed. It is the space between the vehicles. Jada space rakh gaadi fast jata. Similarly, what helps you achieve lot of things in life is not speed, doing more things in less time. No, it is the gap that you create between two tasks. So you take a break, chant for a few minutes, pray to Krishna, do some breathing, take a cold shower, and you will see productivity increasing. So that is pause button. Is that okay? Regarding your first question, I'm scared to ask you what it was because again you may tell the whole question. But is it okay if we take a little later? We'll take some other questions and then we'll come back to you if there are no questions. Okay? Thank you, Ajay. Hare Krishna.
Is there any question in?
Anybody else has?
Haribol Prabhuji, I had a question regarding the three states of mind. The second one would be like in a state of problem solving. My question was that for people who are competitive or for, मतलब अगर हम लोग थर्ड स्टेट ऑफ माइंड में जाते हैं तो इट टेंड्स टू बी लाइक वी आर हैप्पी विथ व्हाट वी हैव करके एंड सेकंड इज लाइक वी वांट टू इंक्रीज आवर स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ लिविंग एंड फॉर एंटरप्रेन्योर्स आल्सो फॉर एथलीट्स आल्सो दे वांट टू ऑलवेज अचीव एंड कम्पीट सो दे कैन अचीव द गोल तो मेरा कि हाउ लाइक व्हाट टू फाइंड व्हाट देयर इज अ कंफ्यूजन बिटवीन
आई रिमेंबर आई सेड मेनी टाइम्स ऑल थ्री आर इंपॉर्टेंट यू हैव टू बी इन द माइंड इंटेलिजेंस ईगो स्पेस व्हाट आई स्पोक टुडे इज फ्रॉम Actually, Taittiriya Upanishad. I presented it in a simple English. But Taittiriya Upanishad speaks about pancha koshas, the five sheets which cover you. So, annamaya kosha is the pleasure sheath which covers us. Pranamaya, manomaya and vijnanamaya is the mind intelligence ego I was talking about. So, those are needed. You need to be competitive. You need to be studying. You need to be solving problems. But, if you spend some time in that space where there are no problems to solve, then what happens is you become rich in heart. You get strength. Hai na? Like for example, arrow. You want to shoot the arrow very far, you have to take it back. Piche jata, but aage jata na baad mein. So when you pause and when you connect, see what is happening na Prabhu. Your career, competition, all that is important. And it solves many problems. But there are some problems it cannot solve. Like, you know, there is one monitor inside our head which is always on. That is called discrepancy monitor. Discrepancy matlab, ye goal hai, I am here. I have to fill this, right? So this is always on. Achha, abhi itna ghar pe sabzi kam hai, abhi sabzi kharidna hai. So discrepancy. Everywhere, all the time there is some discrepancy, we are trying to bridge that gap. The discrepancy monitor is always on. So we are always doing things. So doing mode mein rehte hain, doing mode, which is very good. Very good. But there are some times when there is nothing to do. And when you are in that space, then you can do better. It is like simple example. Office and home.
Okay. So when a person is in office, he's always having goals, targets, negotiation, working hard, transactions, you know, earning money. But then he comes home, there is nothing to achieve. That is like it's a space where he is nourished. Then he has strength to go back to office and work. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when a person is working hard, he knows that he will get some time at the end of the day where he will be with his lover or beloved, with someone. So that aspiration to be with the person you love gives you the strength to work hard. So this competition, this achievement, whatever you are thinking of, it has to be connected to a person you love, which is, you know, in our Krishna consciousness, we offer Krishna, a relationship with Krishna. That nourishes you, that gives you a sense of purpose to share Krishna with others. So if you have some time in the day, sometimes, say 2 hours, 3 hours, in that space where you are satisfied, then you will get the strength to work in the other two spaces very effectively. Otherwise, you will be so attached to results that you will go crazy. As I spoke about the catabolic effects, how your tissues break up. Sharon Vaughan died at the age of 52. Young CEO at the age of 40, 45, getting cardiac arrest. They are pushing themselves. They are breaking. See, they are going against the natural. You have to learn to spend some time in a day doing nothing. Nothing means when you are chanting, it is nothing only in one sense. You are not achieving some goal. You are being with Krishna. Are you getting what I am saying? It's like it requires a lot of hard work to do nothing. You know, to be with Krishna, because to be just like, you know, if you love someone, you can't go to your lover or your girlfriend or your beloved and say, okay, abhi char cheez baat karna hai aapse, 10 minute hai mere paas. You can't. You have to spend some time in a timeless space. You have to be some time in a day where time doesn't matter. Then your life in the other world, where time is important, becomes effective. Otherwise, this life is overwhelming. Aapko khatam kar dega ye. Jungle, jungle, dhoond raha hai, mrig apni hi kasturi. What we are seeking is inside, but we are searching in the external world. Jungle, jungle, dhoond raha hai, mrig apni hi kasturi, kitna mushkil hai tay karna, khud se khud ki duri. You know, we are so disconnected from ourselves, and we are looking for it everywhere. So when we are connected to ourselves, then we have a purpose to earn money, to compete. Otherwise, competition for the sake of competition is madness. It is like animals. You know, what is the use? Everybody is competitive. What will that competition do? Is that okay? Huh? We can take a couple of more questions. Yeah. There are a few hands there. You just note that. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah.
Prabhuji, how to control senses?
Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya deina rasavarjam rasopasya param drishtva nivartate. If you have higher taste, then lower taste goes away. You know, it's like, ek ladka tha, bachcha tha, I went to one house. Their grandchild, he had a very bad habit. Hamesha apna finger muh mein rakhta tha. Very bad habit. So the parents are telling him, arey atma muh mein nahi dalo. They couldn't stop his bad habit. Why? Finger would always go in the mouth. So they discovered an excellent technique by which they stopped this habit. You know what his parents did? They brought him cheddi. 3 saal ka bachcha tha. Usko aisa cheddi laya jo bahut loose tha. To jaise to uska cheddi phisal jata tha. Jaise wo cheddi phisalta tha, sab bolte the shame, 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 and immediately he would hold. So whole day he would be running. Whole day he had to put his hand on his cheddi only. So then after some days, this habit went away. His hand was holding his shorts. So we have to give our mind some higher job by which senses are automatically controlled. You know, and when you get a higher taste, then senses control becomes easy. If you're only focusing on controlling senses, it will not be possible. Is that okay? Ek higher kuch mila, toh fir lower chiz chhod dete hain. Okay? Hare Krishna.
You can raise your hand if you have a question. Okay.
I see one blue shirt.
Yeah. You can speak loudly.
Loudly bolo, zor se ho jayega.
Sometimes we are in the
That is life.
You know, it is like this. वो आपने देखा है, हमको लगता है कि लाइफ शुड बी ऑलवेज स्मूथ, है ना, ऐसा स्मूथ जाना चाहिए लाइफ. ऐसा नहीं होता है. लाइफ कैसा है मालूम है, हैव यू सीन दिस टाइट रोप वॉक? ऐसा एक रोप रहता है, उसके ऊपर आदमी या एक लेडी खड़ी रहती है, दे आर वॉकिंग, देखा है ऊपर से टाइट रोप. सो लाइफ इज लाइक दैट. सो व्हेन यू आर वॉकिंग ऑन द टाइट रोप, समटाइम्स यू टिल्ट ऑन द राइट साइड, है ना, एंड देन यू कंट्रोल, देन लेफ्ट साइड, then right side. But your, the point is you keep moving forward, right? Similarly, life may sometimes, अरे बहुत struggle चल रहा है तीन दिन, then अरे pleasure में फंस गया, नहीं नहीं नहीं, then you have to balance. The point is you have to keep moving forward. You can't always have, you know, ऐसा smooth peaceful life. ये बहुत बड़ा illusion है, ऐसा कोई नहीं. You know, our natural normal life is, life will be filled with all kinds of emotions. Don't think that I should always be peaceful, always happy. No, happiness is one of the many emotions of life. Life is composed of many emotions. Anger, sadness. आपकी माँ को पूछो आप कि क्या आपकी माँ आपसे बहुत प्यार करती है? हाँ. पर आपकी माँ को पूछो क्या आप मेरे से खुश है? नहीं. What are the different emotions your mother experiences because of you? If I ask your mother, she will say, मेरे बेटे से मेरे बहुत गुस्सा आता है, frustration होता है, anger आता है. But do you love your child? Yes, of course. Love is there. So when we have love for Krishna, all emotions will be there. Life is a complete package of all emotions, right? तो कभी ऐसा होगा, कभी गुस्सा होगा, कभी struggle होगा, कभी mind disturb होगा. Somebody came and told me उस दिन, प्रभु जी एक meeting में आप आएंगे क्या? मैं बोला नहीं, आज मैं थोड़ा दुखी हूँ. बोला क्या? I'm little sad today. आप sad हो सकते हैं क्या? हाँ. I said I'm sad. I'm not happy, but I'm okay. Our modern world का problem क्या है ना? We have started making people feel that there is something seriously wrong with you if you are not happy. It's okay. You don't have to be happy all the time. Just like it can't be rainy season all the time. One day it is raining. One day it is summer. One day it is winter. Seasons keep changing. Our life situations also keep changing. You can't always have only one emotion. If you want to experience completeness in life, then you will have all emotions. But the essence is you should keep moving forward. You should keep evolving. You should keep growing. That is the point. So it's okay. Is that okay? So this is one of the biggest happiness myths. Don't get trapped by this. You know, this outside propaganda is, oh, happiness is your birthright. You should always be happy. Yeah, this toxic positivity. There is nothing. Nobody is always happy. It's crazy to present like that. Because till 50 years back, na, our ancestors, our grandparents always spoke about happiness as something which was a gift of God. Kabhi mil gaya to mil gaya. Focus more on a purpose. Focus more on some purpose in life. And when you serve for that purpose, one day you will be happy, one day you will not be happy, one day you will have different. But aage badhte raho. That is the point. Is that okay? Thank you. What is your name? Sunil. Thank you for your question. Okay? I thought one last question you could do.
Okay.
One last question.
One last question.
Last mein pucho. Last mein kisi ne puchha hai.
Okay. Can you speak very loud?
Subah tak pahunchega mic. Abhi zor se bol do.
Zor se bolna padega.
I'll repeat the question on the microphone. See, this question itself is a reflection of. See, he's asking a question that all the three spaces we spoke about, and it's important to be in the peace space. So he's asking how to segregate our day in to be in which space. See, this question itself shows we are in the second space. You know, we are trying to control. You know, we are trying to control. So this is natural. Most of us are in that space only all the time. So, kabhi kabhi kya karne ka na, Prabhuji? Detached hone ka. Detached. Theek hai. Hoga, hoga. That you express your desire to the universe will take care. See, we have become so much conditioned to getting control of our lives. Aapne abhi universe ko message bhej diya na, theek hai. I have this desire to be in the peace space. See, the things will fall out. See, we don't be trapped by this. You know, I was once, I grew up with my grandparents. They were very busy whole day in a village I grew up, first 10 years. In the evenings, you know, they used to go to the village, to the fields. In those days, we didn't have television and internet and all that. So the evening time, my grandmother would be here, my grandfather would be here. We would go to the field, sit in the field, and they would just stare at the vast, expansive space.
Just be peaceful. And then come back home. And that half an hour, you know, we were not actually doing anything. We were just observing with being in a spirit of detachment. And that nourished us. So when you spend some time in that space, you will understand how to segregate your life. Things will fall in place for you. Don't use, see, we are trying to, many times we want answers from our head space. Instead of figuring out the answers, wait for the answers to be received. So listen, when you're chanting, just listen to the holy name. You will listen to Krishna, you will get guidance from within. What you did today in the class was you were listening, right? Before coming for the class, you had no idea what you're going to hear. But you are open-minded. Similarly, be open-minded. When you're walking on the street, when you're seeing something, I'm not talking about the tantalizing billboards, I'm talking about natural things. When you're seeing something, where you're interacting with someone, be present. Listen. And then you will see everything is falling in place. I'll give a simple example. You know, I was very much irritated by two things. One of the two things I used to very much irritate was the crow's sound. Ka, 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 constantly outside my room. And the traffic horns in Mumbai. So why I'm saying this is just to give you an example of how your question, you know, you're trying to control. Just give up the control how you will find answers. So when I was going for my walks, I decided to be present. In the, which means, I saw the cars honking. I said, wait. Let me see this or let me hear this as if I'm hearing this for the first time or the last time of my life. Imagine after this somebody is going to break off my ears. So I was fully present. And when I saw the crows making sound, I just looked at them as if I was looking at them for the first time or the last time. I just practiced this for a few days. And now when the crows make sound, it doesn't make any difference to me. Or the cars make a sound, it's just okay. It's like a video camera watching something. It's not disturbing me. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, a lot of things come when we practice these things of being present, not thinking. Overthinking is our problem. Trying to get solutions constantly. Because we are living in an information overload age. You know, Daniel Levitman's book, Organized Mind, is a neurosurgeon and he's shaken the world. He's saying that 20 years ago, what human beings' brain was taking in, today it is taking in 25 times more information. Today in one day, each one of you is reading, without you realizing, you are taking in information worth 175 newspapers. Crazy! So much information and you want answers, you want solutions. I mean, when I was a young boy, when I got my first laptop which had 1 GB space, I was like, wow, 1 GB! Today, 1000 GB, 1 TB hard disk you get, and now they're talking about petabytes, and somebody's talking about exabytes, and it seems all the words spoken by mankind, all the words spoken by mankind since creation comes to 5 exabytes. 1 exabyte is, I think, 1 billion GB or something. 5 exabytes. And last 25 years, our digital information we have created through digital technology, through electronic gadgets, is 35 exabytes. So much information. Even what I'm saying now is information only. So much information. Itna bhar diya hai. YouTube, you know, so many videos on YouTube. There are more YouTube videos than stars in the sky, I think. Itna bhar diya, itna. So we are overwhelmed, you know, we are overstimulated. So we want solution. We want to know how to segregate our life, how to have perfect. No, my answer to that is just let go. Just chant Hare Krishna, take prasad, be with devotees, Hari Bol, chant, dance, and keep attending, listening, chanting Hari Nam, and then you'll see everything is falling in place. Is that okay? Hare Krishna. But it's good to ask these questions also because, you know, it helps to create churning. We have to think, we have to solve, and then also give up. We should know when to give up. Remember that Ghode ka example. Control kiya na, samadh gaya, answer nahi mil raha. Krishna, enter the heart space. Krishna, you please help me, please guide me. And Krishna will reveal to you. Krishna will make you feel the crows are good, the traffic jam is good, and Krishna is good, devotees are good, and you seem to have all the answers. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So thank you, Rajiv Prabhu, again. It was a wonderful session and full of wisdom and very practical to be applied in our life. And Prabhuji will be available for the signing the books. So two important announcements. First is, there won't be a prasad after this. Oh, sorry, there is a prasad. And the more important thing is, we want to thank 7 devotees of IOS. You know, every time there is a Prerna festival, different groups come for, you know, cutting the vegetables and all. And today is a wonderful feast. There is a Chinese, in the sense, fried rice and chow mein and all these things. And there is a Gajar halwa also. Okay. The main announcement is, we want to thank those 7 devotees, you know, who came early morning, 8 o'clock, for 3.5 hours. You know, how to cut the Chinese thing, you know, small, small, small. So these are the counselees of Satyanand Prabhu, 7 devotees. So we would like to thank them by loudly chanting 3 times. And also we want to thank the counselees of His Grace Venugopal Prabhu. They have come here for plate washing and for serving also. So this Prerna festival is very much depend on you. So every time your turn will come, please try to come once in a year or once in a 6 months for these services. Then second announcement is, we are going to have a wonderful IOS camp on 22nd, 23rd and 24th of April. 22nd, 24th April ko, we are going to Nasik Dham. So details will be coming shared to you. And that's it for today. And we have got some beads. Mala, jo Prabhu ji ne lecture mein bataya, Hare Krishna jap karna hai. To niche counter pe hai mala. To aap kiske paas bhi jap mala nahi hai, to you can buy it. Hare Krishna. So we'll have kirtan for 5 to 10 minutes and then there will be prasad. Hare Krishna. So please, you can dance in circles.